Liberians in the United States want a good country. They want a country that they all can be proud of. And to be honest, each and every one of them I met have vented out their displeasure and disenchantment about the CDC-led government. And they're looking for the government of credibility, character, and someone who really supremely loved the country more than anything. And they believe that Mansana Barrett, Joseph Nyamambwaikai, can be the political leader who can usher in a new Liberia based on credibility, competence, and integrity.
Your party, the once ruling United Party, has gone through some transformation recently, which you mentioned brought you in as the new chairman. How are things within the party?
Right now, the United Party is coming together, Liberians both home and abroad, and trying to strategize and even collaborate with other political institutions in Liberia, where we can all, you know, make sure that President Weah is a one-term president because our country is heading in the wrong direction.
I'm assuming then that the former Vice President, Joseph Boakai, is going to be the standard bearer of your party?
That's correct. We have had the elections in July, and he was overwhelmingly elected as the standard bearer for our party for the next 6 years. So absolutely, he will be running on the United Party ticket. But of course, we also do realize that to unseat the current government, we need to collaborate with other friendly political institutions. And we are seeing signs, overwhelming love and signs that they are ready to collaborate with the United Party as we go into 2023.
I will come back to the issue of collaboration, as you mentioned. But by the time the elections come around, the former vice president might be around 79 years old. What do you say to people who say that that is a very old age for someone to do such a stressful job like the president of Liberia?
Well, to be honest, you know, age in this case is just a number. He's a man who is full of energy. He has the competence and experience. Look, Mr. Boti, when 2017 elections was being had, one of the things that the young people were advocating for, oh, Judge Weah is a very young and youthful person. He understands our issues. But here we are. We have a country ruled by a 50-plus years old president, and yet his age has not produced any serious economic benefit for the citizens and the young people. So Liberians have come to realize that age is just a number. And of course, when Joseph Nyamambwaikai is healthy, is full of energy, and with his competence and skills and experience, Liberians believe that he can be the one that can lay the new foundation for the new Liberia.
You talk about collaboration with other parties. That is the view of some observers of the Liberian political climate. But the last I learned, all efforts towards collaboration within the opposition had fallen apart. Where are you looking for collaboration?
As you know, Mr. Boti, the collaboration has four main parties. The United Party, ELP, the ANC, which is the Mr. Cummings Party, and of course the Liberty Party. But only one person now, the ANC, which is Mr. Cummings Party, that fought apart from the collaboration. Senator Nyombli Kanga is one of the friendly political person we deal with. And of course, Honorable Benina Yure is also with us. And there are other smaller parties like the Rainbow Alliance and other, you know, friendly political institutions. They have all come to a realization that among all of the political leaders of Liberia right now, the only person who can defeat President Judge Weah is Ambassador Joseph Nyamambwaikai. So we are forming a very strong and formidable political force. Hopefully that will be announced very soon, hopefully the new year, January, February, and the Liberian people will get to know that no one person can go against President Weah to win. In Africa, you need collaboration, and we are building that up right now.
Mr. Tappe, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and good luck with your visit to the United States.
Thank you so much, Mr. Boti. It's a pleasure talking to you.